Welcome to the Stream of David on Om Times Radio with best-selling author, channel, and creator of the Taya spiritual practice. David Strickel shares the eternal wisdom of the consciousness called the Stream. The Stream of David show is fun and informative and seeks to not only answer all your spiritual and life questions, but to also provide proven tools to navigate life's obstacles and find a path to joy, clarity, and abundance by hearing the Stream's no-nonsense, direct approach to spirituality. Prepare to have your mind blown and receive clarity on your life and the universe like you perhaps never have before. And now, your host, David Strickel.
Hi, and welcome to the Stream of David show. I am here with my good friend and regular co-host, Matt Garten, today. Hi, Matt. How are you doing?
Hey, David. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Good, other than being a little tongue-tied, apparently. So I want to point out, too, that Matt is a friend of mine and a graduate of Taya Boot Camp. He's also in our Taya Mastery program, so he is what we call a Taya Master, which evokes an image of you in a white outfit with a black belt.
I'm levitating
chopping,
right now.
Chopping blocks. Exactly.
Yeah. Gravity no longer has a hold on me.
Yes. What is your definition of Taya? How would you, because we haven't rehearsed this at all, I really do want to know off the cuff how you would describe Taya to somebody.
That's a good question.
And I'm putting you on the spot. So you know this is authentic. Those of you that are listening, this is an authentic question that is not rehearsed because he's going to struggle to answer it a little bit.
When you go deep down the rabbit hole on something, you kind of forget the easy definitions and you want to go into all the details. And, well, it's so much more than this and it's so much more than that and this will happen and that will happen. But look, I think the elevator pitch for Taya is, and this is what I find appealing about them, it's a very simple set of rules for a daily mindset practice that will change your life. You know, and they're so effective that when you stop doing them, you start seeing results of you not doing them anymore very quickly. And
yes, you do. Myself included, and I created it. So yes, you do.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. It's like, it really is like putting your foot on the gas pedal of your life. And when you take your foot off the gas pedal because you're not doing your practice, the car slows down, and when you put your life slows down, and when you put your foot down and you do the practice daily, then your life speeds up in the direction you want it to go in. So what is Taya? Taya is a set of simple practices. There's four simple, things you need to do every day. First of all, meditate and connect with your higher self of source. The second, very important, set intention for how you want your day to unfold. Focus on this practice called detuning, which is letting go of the things that upset you and irritate you. And a lot of really important work for that happens in your boot camp.
That seems to be the biggest challenge for everyone. The greatest challenge is that.
Yeah.
Detuning of transgressors, and that's the tough one, and that's what we spend a lot of time in boot camp working on. You're right.
And I'll just say the fourth one, but we'll come back to detuning. And the fourth one is being aware of your emotional spiral, of how you're feeling. Basically, Taya is a practice that makes you feel happy every day, and you start to realize that the happier you feel, the better your life is. It's crazy. It's crazy, but it's true. All you really need to do is feel happy and work on feeling happy at its very basic form. Detuning is interesting because, you know, even someone like me who's done the practice consistently for a long period of time, I prefer the term advanced student than master, because I don't think we ever master stuff.
We're always in a state of, again, myself included, we're always in a state of wanting to master it and working to master it.
Yeah.
But there's no ceiling. You don't end up at a result where you just have it all and you're perfect and that's great.
Exactly.
That's not what life is about at all. So I think that's a good point to make as well.
Yeah, and the thing about detuning is, even last week I was detuning some stuff that I'd been working on for years and years that kind of comes back up. You know, it's like, oh, you guys are back. Okay, thanks. And it's just, it's easier to do it, but those patterns are so heavily wired in your brain that it takes some effort to unwire them.
Yeah, well, it's like a lot of the things from our past and our belief system are so ingrained in every cell, every fiber of our being that working, and that's really the difference between boot camp and just understanding fundamentally the four pillars, which we talk about all the time, the four things that you just described. The difference between understanding that in boot camp is getting in and doing the work. And I love to call it the work, because a lot of people in spiritual circles will say, well, it shouldn't be work. It should just be joy. Well, that's great, but there is work involved, because there's a lot of things that we've learned in our lives, that we've surmised in our lives, that we have to unlearn. And that's what we call detuning.
Yeah.
Because we're taught so contrary to trusting and being fearless. You know, we're taught to live in fear. We're sold things via fear. Our world is all about fear, consequences, punishment, rules, all of those things. And the universe doesn't really work like that. The universe could care less about our human created rules and laws and things like that. And we see people break the rules all the time and thrive.
Yeah.
To the frustration of many. But once you really have the higher perspective and understand how creation really occurs, then the rules have a whole different meaning to you.
That's true. And I think, and it's not that we become, criminals. It's just that we understand that they're put in place to set you on the sheep's path, which is fine if that's what you want, And I think just a point about the work, David, you're doing the work anyway subconsciously, right? You're subconsciously making decisions that affect your life. And this work thing is joyous work. You actually start to consciously be aware of the thoughts you have and how they influence your mood and how they influence your outlook. And certainly, the stuff that you learn in boot camp is very, very impactful and profound. And the coaching, the one-on-one coaching that you provide and now with a mentor program really helps people learn the basics of this mindset practice and learn them properly. And then you can go out and start to apply them in your life. It's kind of like having a personal trainer who trains you really, really, really well in all the techniques you need in the gym. And then it's like, okay, now the life is now the gym is your life, and you know what to do, and go away and do it. Exactly. But you need that training at the beginning to be successful. Otherwise, you're just going to go to the gym by yourself and have learnt some of it, but not have dived deep enough into the details and the and have that support structure, at the beginning when you're learning to detune stuff. Because some people have some really rough things they need to work out in their lives.
Boot camp is a healing journey for just about everybody that comes in. We're detuning transgressors. We're healing past wounds. We're viewing things very differently. And a lot of my work in boot camp is working with people, channeling the stream, having the stream really get down into the root causes of all of your transgressors, all of your limiting beliefs. It always starts out with just a couple of little things. And one of the great things about the stream getting in there and doing a channeling session with the enrollees is to really determine what the root causes of abundance blocks are, limiting beliefs. They're always rooted in just a couple of little things, and pinpointing those is really a game changer for most people. So the reason I wanted to bring this up is because I was saying before we signed on that I have so many friends that are my personal friends in my personal life, and that are not necessarily Taya practitioners, or not even into channeling. They know what I do, but they don't talk about it. And that's okay. I don't need people in my personal life to believe in any of this stuff. That's part of Taya, is not needing to be right, not needing other people to agree with you, and being just fine with it. And I'm just fine with it. In fact, in my personal life, it's kind of nice not to, to be able to sort of, disconnect and just, be around other people that aren't necessarily into this, or maybe they are, or at some level, and just have a normal existence. Everything that I do doesn't have to be Taya, because so much of my life is Taya otherwise, and it is how I operate my life, and it's how I view things. And because of that, when friends of mine are depressed, or they're really down, or they're really upset. I want so bad to share this stuff with them because I know it will help them, but they're not ready for it. They're not open to it. You know, I know a lot of people that, you know, if you say the word spiritual to them, they think that you're going to preach religion to them and they just put up a wall and they're done. Yeah. Or that you're going to talk about something they think is weird or woo-woo or whatever. And, you know, I'm a channel. I get it. People do think that it's weird and it's woo-woo and that's fine. But unfortunately, they also shut themselves down from all of the wisdom that's being offered by the stream when they think that way. And there's nothing I have to, you know, allow them to have their path and their journey as we do. And there's nothing I can really do to help them. They have to help themselves. I know that. But still, it's a little troubling right now with all of this pandemic stuff going on and, you know, the economic impact of it and the fear that people have regarding going out. You know, we went to one of these Zoom happy hours on Friday and we signed on. And I was thinking, oh, this is going to be so much fun. We're going to see our friends and just, you know, catch up with everybody. And somebody was just going off about going into a retail store and someone wasn't wearing a mask and they must have been a Trump supporter. And I just signed off. I'm like, I don't need to hear all this crap. You know, this is not my idea of a high vibration conversation. I want to be happy. I want to talk about positive things. I want to talk about how, you know, so many people that I know in the Taya community are thriving because we are right now. And I want that for everybody. You know, some people are ready for boot camp and some are on the path to that. And some have never even heard of it until perhaps this broadcast. But regardless, if you want tools to manage your life from a higher perspective, this is it. And I know that now because I see now all of the people that have healed things in their lives from actual overcoming cancer and other illnesses, to overcoming financial setbacks, to overcoming negative relationships, abusive situations. We have people that have all of those stories coming out of boot camp. But here we are in a pandemic in a situation where a lot of people are unemployed, people are terrified to leave their homes, and the Taya community is thriving. Everyone that we're interacting with, even the graduates that are coming back for the mentor meetings or for the you know, to inquire about the new community that we're launching and all that stuff. They're all doing really, really well. And they're happy and they're joyful and they're meditating every day and they're really connected to source and they're seeing positive things in their lives. And I want that for everybody. I know the whole planet's not ready for that, but I want it for everybody. I really do.
Yeah. And, once you start to understand this practice and once you start to get your head around it, once you can do the kind of Taya push-ups, there is no limit to what you can have. You know, there really is.
We definitely see that all the time. I'm amazed at some of the you know, some of the things that people, all you have to do really is shift your vibration. We all know that. Anybody that knows anything about the law of attraction, you just have to tune to that vibrational note of that thing that you want. And believe it, know it as it is, and it will be. And that's the law of attraction is as simple as that. The problem is that we are all impacted by this thing called polarity. And polarity can drag our vibration down, sometimes for no reason. But sometimes we are the ones dragging our vibration down because we start, our vibe drops a little bit and then we gain momentum in a negative direction by allowing a little bit of doubt to creep in, and then that doubt turns into fear, and that fear turns into judgment, that fear turns into all sorts of negative emotions in us that actually create the static that keep the things that we want away from us. And we find ourselves as human beings in these cyclical patterns of finding ourselves back in the same unwanted scenario again and again and again. Mm-hmm. And that's why I created Taya, because I realized everyone has a thing. Everyone has this, something, a couple of things in their lives that they just want to fix. They want to get out of the cycle of bad relationships, or they want to get out of the cycle of having a job that they don't like, or get out of the cycle of being around what they call toxic people, or out of the cycle of always being broke no matter what. And you know, I know people, and I've been in cycles too, unwanted cycles, but I know people that stay in these cycles throughout a lifetime. And they always go back to this, they fall back into this unwanted pattern, and it really holds their joy away from them. And that's the thing, that's the end result. When something stops you from living a joyful life every day, then there's something that you're not allowing that you want that's holding you away from your joy.
Yeah. And, you know, those people invariably say things like, this stuff always happens to me, or nothing ever goes right, or blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, if you're believing that, why do you think that might be happening?
Well, and it's not necessarily taking ownership. And, you know, that's where the stream gets me into trouble the most of the time. When the stream gets me in trouble, it's people that stumble upon these teachings. And they hear us say, you create your own reality. You create everything in your life, good and bad, and you have from day one. And then they, you know, come back with, well, this happened to me and that happened to me, and I would have never intentionally created that. And they're not grasping that our creation is not necessarily just based on what we want. Our creation is based very much on where we're projecting our thoughts, what we're thinking about, what we're worried about, things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So we're going to take a break in a moment, and when we get back, Matt will take over and he will be hosting the next segment of the show, and I will be channeling the stream, and Matt can question the stream all about Taya and how it's serving humanity, and will continue to do so. We'll be right back with Matt Carton.
See you then.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
It is time to celebrate self-discovery and personal growth. But you know, your efforts have to be consistent in order to stay balanced and to overcome depression and fears. So, what new books are available? How do you stay centered? Elizabeth Joyce and her guests will help you find out. That's Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, Mondays at 6 p.m. on OM Times Radio.
The Taya spiritual practice is changing lives all over the world. Listen to what just a few of our Taya Bootcamp graduates have to say about this life-changing experience.
This work is profound. If you do the Taya Bootcamp and maintain a daily practice, you will fundamentally change your life. I've maintained my practice pretty regularly since graduating. I meditate every day, I trust the universe to deliver what I want, I set intentions for my day, and I monitor my vibe up and down my virtual spiral. Doing these things consistently and regularly has made me a better father to my kids, a better lover to my partner, and a better boss to my team. This work is transformational and it will completely change your life. I can't recommend it enough.
I'm happier than I've ever been in months, years, you know, just learning how to live life again. I'm living proof. This course is amazing. It's life-changing.
Visit thestreamofdavid.com/TYA to learn more and book your free discovery meeting today.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We are here.
Hello. Thank you for joining us. We'd like to ask you some questions, if we may.
Absolutely. That is why we are here.
Thank you. We are, you know, as a planet adjusting to this new reality of social distancing, of locking down. Certainly many people in the States are finding this time very difficult. Do you have any guidance on those who are struggling at the moment on how they can start to see, you know, start to see a ray of sunshine through the clouds?
As always, we will start by directing you, and when we say you, we mean the collective you, humanity, those that are ready for these teachings and our message, to understand fully that you indeed create your reality. Even when you have changing rules, if you will, and you are being asked to do things that you question, that perhaps even instill fear, how you react to these things and how you view them will make all the difference in the outcome for you. If you view them as a burden and you continually tell yourself every day how much you perhaps hate doing something, you are going to manifest a negative experience. But if you view it from a higher perspective, if you sort of settle in and, if you will, go with the flow and set a positive intention for general well-being and understanding that you are capable of thriving regardless of what happens to your health, ultimately, you are capable of thriving regardless of what happens to your economy, that none of these things really need to negatively impact your bubble of reality. And even if you brush against some of these things, even if you, for example, are exposed to the virus, the outcome is completely up to you. Your body's ability to fight such things off is a result of your continued vibration, what we call your default vibration, and your ability to weather any storm, whether it is an illness, whether it is just your physical general condition, economically, your bank account, your business, your job, your relationships, your friendships, your day-to-day well-being, is all based on your reaction, your perspective to what's going on around you. And the more you learn to intentionally shape your perspective and view things from what we call the higher perspective, the way we view things, without fear and without judgment, the more you will see your actual reality begin to take shape in that more positive direction.
Mm-hmm. So it's about your perception of things then.
It is all about how you react. And if you think about it, everything that's happening in your life right now in this moment is a culmination of your lifetime of reactions to what you considered your then reality and what you consider your now reality. Anything that you are pushing against, that you are really not wanting, if you are focused on the not wanting it, you are absolutely attracting more things of that nature into your current reality. And that is perhaps one of the things that is the most difficult for a human being to comprehend, because you are all taught that you are not in control of your reality. You are all taught, even in spiritual circles, that perhaps that the universe is hurling things your way for you to experience and overcome. But in truth, you are manifesting all of it. And you are manifesting everything that you are getting from your very next thought to your very next mood, feeling, emotion, all the way to your physical reality, the people that you are going to encounter, the things that are going to come into your life, the material possessions that you have or do not, your daily experiences, all of it is via the law of attraction. All of it is via what you are putting out. And if you are not sure what your signal is, we say step back and look at your life. Look at your friendships. Look at your romantic interests, if you are so persuaded. Look at your relationship with your family. Look at your bank account. Look at what you do, how you spend your time every day. If it's mostly what you want, you are operating in a higher vibration. You are up in what we would consider a more positive territory from a human perspective. We are not judging any of it. There is what you would consider positive and negative flowing to you all the time. There is what we would call contrast on all topics, for sure. But once you understand that the contrast is natural in any physical environment, and that the negative things, the things that you do not want that cross your paths, actually serve to inspire new creation by you, you can then begin to view all of it from a higher perspective. Once you accept that it's all your creation, you can set about changing anything that you want to change. Even if you have spent a lifetime feeling like a victim, feeling like things are being thrown your way that you have nothing to do with. And in the beginning, when you hear these words, Perhaps you have been so taught to think like a victim because that takes your power away truly, that this is upsetting to hear. But in time, with a little distance and a little bit of the opening of the mind, if you will, you can see that you did indeed create all of it. And when you start to accept that, then you come into your true power. You begin to understand your actual creative abilities, and then you can set about creating your now, and more importantly, even your future, with more intention. And when you do that, you realize how much power and how much control you actually have. And when you release the negative emotion regarding things of your past, even traumatic events, you then release that power, that vibration from your sphere of reality. And you are in a much better position to never attract anything of that nature again. But as long as you feel like it was something that was done to you, and as long as you revisit these events, these transgressors, these unwanted people, circumstances, and events from your past, perhaps even your present, and you react in negative emotion, you are going to create more things of that nature in your reality. And when you learn to stop that cycle, that is what we have called detuning, to start viewing it with appreciation rather than fear or anger or regret, and finding the positive in everything that has happened to you, including the most negative aspects of your past. And when you start doing that work, David calls that the work. When you start doing that work, then your life really starts to change.
And can people do that work even now in these incredible times?
Of course. You are always doing some version of that work. And the more intentional you are with it, the more results you're going to get that are going to be pleasing to you, because you are going to be manifesting more things that you want and fewer things that you don't want when you become more intentional with your thoughts. And when you work on detuning these negative belief systems that you have adapted throughout your life. And we understand that many of you are born into circumstances, and you hear these words and believe that you had nothing to do with that. Believe that you were an infant, you were born, and you had parents that perhaps economically were not able to provide the advantages that others around you seem to have, or perhaps they were even abusive toward you. But as our promise to you from a higher perspective, from the eternal version of you that very much exists as part of our stream, and we are all part of you, from that perspective, you chose your point of entry on planet Earth. And we have said many times before, and we will continue to say, that the more complex your point of entry was, perhaps the more challenging your point of entry was, is a better set of words, the more expansion you were seeking as a soul consciousness eternal being. So those of you that placed yourselves in the paths of poverty or illness or even abuse were vibrationally aligned with those circumstances before entering planet Earth, because you understood from your higher perspective that was going to give you a challenging experience right from the start. And that was going to present a set of circumstances that would ultimately cause you to go deeper. And if you have had a challenging life up until now, and you are listening to our words, however you have stumbled upon our words, that is not by accident. You have set a deep desire for healing. You have set a deep desire for something brighter in your future. You have set a deep desire to view those past events from a whole different perspective, from a higher perspective. And we understand that many of you do not know how to go from A to B, that which we speak. And that is why we are here, to guide you. You have manifested your paths as humanity into a world situation where you have so much information at your fingertips and your brains are so overfed and overstimulated. There is certainly positive contrast there, but the negative contrast is you do not have quiet time anymore. There was a time that all of humanity went through a very long period of development, and that development took place via an abundance of quiet time. You had solitude, you had time to think to yourselves. And in the creation of all of your technology, all of your media, much of that thinking has been transferred externally. And you have machines and other people now doing your thinking for you very often. And where we are taking you back, and we are not telling you that you have to put down your technology. In fact, you have found our words very likely via technology. We are guiding you to balance that, to spend more time inward, to spend more time with your thoughts, to reconcile the things that haunt you, to find appreciation for all that you are, to find appreciation for everything that you may now consider negative in your life and in your world, and view your life and your world from a fearless, joyful, very clear, higher perspective.
Beautiful words. And that can indeed happen at any moment. David has some elderly people doing his boot camp who are having just as much success as the young 20-year-olds who are doing the boot camp.
It is never too late to set your intention toward progression, toward change in your life, and begin setting about changing things while you are still in physical. Of course, when you return to non-physical, when you return to what we call the completed state, you will once again claim your omnipresent, omniscient status, the wholeness of that which you are. But while you are here, you are a bit overshadowed by your human consciousness, that which you call ego. But it is certainly possible for you to expand your consciousness to a much higher perspective in your now, regardless of the amount of earthly years that you have been on this planet. There is no time that is too late for you to change the trajectory of your future, regardless of how much future you believe you have left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once you understand that you have the power to really transform your life in a very short period of time, it's quite liberating.
Indeed it is. And we are seeing many of you that have followed these teachings, that have joined the Taya community, if you will, one way or another, thriving, being very joyful at this time. David has taken great satisfaction in seeing the people that have learned from these teachings, living very joyous, clear existences, living in great abundance, while much of the world is in chaos and much of the world is existing in fear. We are here to tell each and every one of you that that does not have to be. And we share these words far and wide for all of you to start your journey one way or another toward this higher perspective that we speak of.
Mm-hmm. Which really is a perspective of heaven on earth.
The construct of heaven is an idea of utopia, perfection, if you will. And we are careful not to use that terminology, because it's important that you all understand, following our teachings, you're going to come to understand that the contrast of positive and negative serves eternal expansion. Therefore, the idea of utopian perfection does not truly exist, nor from your higher perspective do you wish for that. Because the obstacles are the very thing that drive you higher. That is your expansion. That is your new creative territory. When you encounter something that you discern is not your preference and set about a correction or a change to achieve your preference, that is your expansion, not only as a human being, but more importantly, as a soul consciousness being. That is how you, for lack of a better term, climb the vibrational ladder more and more into what we would call the core of source, where we reside. You are all on this eternal journey of contributing more and more and more to the expansion of that which we are, and you are part of us. And your purpose, your reason for being in physical, is to come and experience a physical environment with many joyful things, many forms of abundance that you discern as things that you would like. And you all start out wanting things and appreciating things and wanting more. And some of you along that path stop wanting because you no longer believe that you can have. And you reconcile or renegotiate with yourselves that having is somehow bad, having is evil, manifesting abundance is not the path to salvation, you may say. we are here to tell you that you can discern any preference that you want. We are not judging you for any of it. And that you can certainly manifest anything that you can desire. You all hold the power to do that one way or another. If you get out of your own way and align with the isness of it, meaning being in the vibrational state of already having, not wanting, not needing, but the state of already being, you can have anything that you desire. The only reason that you do not is because when you lower your vibration, and polarity will drag your vibration down, you revisit these topics, you doubt, you fear, you disbelieve, you create static that slows and even halts those things that you want. And the practice that we have delivered is all about raising your default vibration and knowing what to do and what not to do depending on where you are on your spiral. And these tools are indeed life-changing because you learn to take much greater control of your vibration, thus taking much greater control of your life and what's going on in your now, and more importantly, what's going to go on in your future.
Oh, beautiful words. Thank you. And perfect timing. We're almost out. Thank you so much for your wisdom today.
With much love. That is all we have.
Namaste. Perfect.
All right, I'm back a little bit. We'll be right back with me and the stream and Matt. We're all here right now. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, 'How do I know what deeper questions to ask?' And the teacher replies, 'When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed.'" Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to Level 2 Answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio.
The Taya spiritual practice is changing lives all over the world. Listen to what just a few of our Taya Bootcamp graduates have to say about this life-changing experience.
I see Taya overflowing in every aspect of my life. It's just truly magnificent. There were times that I was not self-assured and didn't have the self-confidence, but now I'm fearless. I really love myself, and I know how to live in joy and let go of all these things that held me back from living this beautiful life I've always dreamed of. And it's amazing how rapidly those things start showing up once you practice Taya.
It changes everything about you, and it will affect all other aspects of your life, your health, your career, your money, your relationships. And I think that certainly has helped with my anxiety, with my mental health. I'm realizing that, wait a second, I do deserve the best in life.
Visit thestreamofdavid.com/TYA to learn more and book your free discovery meeting today.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And we're back with Matt Garden. Hi, Matt.
Hey, David. How are you?
I'm good. I'm back. I'm always like really bubbly after the stream comes and departs. There's so much energy that flows through them. It really kind of sets me on a different vibration, and I can really feel it right now.
Yeah, and it was a great session. They had some really lovely wisdom for people and just some general, you know, guidance on what their purpose is and why they're flowing to you, and on how powerful we really are. We don't realize how we do either consciously or subconsciously control our lives and create our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, every day I still look at my life and think, gosh, I'm just amazed that I'm here this way. That these things are happening in my life, and I couldn't have planned it this way. And I've learned in my life not to plan it, because when I plan too much and get out of the state of just allowing, I'm really interfering with the universe really pampering me. And that's my thing now. The universe pampers me. I let it pamper me. And it's not because I'm a channel. It's because I'm a human being that gets out of my own way. And it took me a lifetime. It took me 45 plus years to learn how to get out of my own way, finally, after, you know, hearing the stream's teaching really my whole life, but not really getting all of it until I got into my 40s. It took me that long to really figure out, like, oh, wow, there's so much more. And I can really appreciate everyone on planet Earth now like never before. I can really appreciate people, even if I disagree with them, even if it's not my preference, you know, what they're doing with their lives. I don't need to get worried about politics. I don't need to be worried about anything really that's going on in the world. I create my bubble of reality, and it's fine for me to exist in my bubble of reality and allow everyone else to exist in theirs. And that's hard, because I know a lot of people get into politics because they want to control the outcome for others. Mm-hmm. They want other people to experience, you know, what they want them to experience. And that's not really our place as human beings to do that. Before we go any deeper, though, I do want to mention something. We do have our third Reset Summit is coming up, and it's called Thriving in This New Reality. And it is Saturday, May 30th from 10 to noon Pacific time. So jump on our email list and you will get more information about this. If you go to thestreamofdavid.com, you will have an opportunity to enter your email address and be on our mailing list. We don't bombard you with email, and we certainly don't share it with anyone else. But you will know the latest of what's going on with the stream. So this will give you information to join us live and ask questions of the stream in a live setting. We're going to be broadcasting on Facebook and YouTube and some other places in a simulcast, which is going to be really cool. We've done this a couple of times before. They're a lot of fun, a lot of great new information coming forth. And it's just, it's a very interesting way to spend a couple of hours to really expand your consciousness and raise your vibration. So that is Saturday, May 30th, 10 a.m. to noon Pacific. And go to thestreamofdavid.com. You can sign up. There's a page, I think if you scroll down to the bottom of the website, there's a place down there where you can sign up for email updates. Also, there's a little pop-up that comes up there for our free ebook. And if you sign up to download the free ebook, you'll also be added to the mailing list, of course. So get the free ebook. The free ebook is fantastic. If you're not really familiar with the teachings of the stream and Taya, that's a great place to start right now, is that ebook. You download that. It's a pretty easy thing to flip through and start to absorb these four pillars of Taya. So I just wanted to tell everybody about that.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, going back to kind of what we were talking about at the beginning about people thriving, you know, there are businesses that are growing. I landed a great contract in my business, or had a great initial chat last week out of the blue, huge client. We've got other friends who in the Thai community who've manifested their perfect living arrangement cheaper than it would have been before COVID. Just lots of crazy stuff happening that you can't actually explain in any other way than it's a little bit magical. You know, even David, you moved homes recently and you're in a fantastic, beautiful new home now, right in the middle of all of this madness. You've got the perfect surroundings with the perfect person in your life. So it is easy to wonder just how much people can thrive in these environments. And the answer is a tremendous amount.
Absolutely. And there's, you know, the difference between having all the things that you want and needing more on an ongoing basis, there's a difference there, because I used to be in a state, I've always been good at manifesting money and material things. I figured that out with the Stream's guidance when I was very young, because I grew up poor and I wanted out of that environment. By the time I was in high school, everybody thought I was one of the rich kids because I had all the rich kid stuff. And it's just continued to grow since then as far as just money, material things. It took me until I got into my 40s, though, to understand that, okay, there's no amount of money and material things that are going to compensate for me not learning how to love myself. That was my thing, my Achilles heel, if you would. The thing that I kept falling back on again and again and again was not really loving me and not surrounding myself, therefore, with people that loved me, because I didn't love me. So how am I going to be vibrationally matched, to friends and family and even a significant other that really love me if I don't feel that way about myself? And it took me a long time to really learn that. And I arrived at the space in life where I had all this material stuff and it wasn't doing what I thought it was going to do. It wasn't making me happy. And one of the happiest days I can remember in the Taya community is we've learned how to find joy and the clarity of source first. And then the material things just flow from there. And by material, I don't just mean stuff. I mean, improved relationships. We've had all sorts of manifestations come out of boot camp for sure. But the positive things that we want in our world flow from that space. And it's so much more satisfying to manifest from that space, being an appreciation of what is and eager for what's next.
Thank you.
So with that, I was going to say, I lost you there, didn't I? So with that, what else should we share about this magical practice right now?
The one thing also is that you thrive in a way that helps people and that is kind of encouraging others. There's a couple, I think, I don't want to mention her name because it's a private thing, but there was somebody in one of our other groups who said, I'd always wanted to live in this beautiful apartment across the road. And that was this thing I was trying to manifest, and I just kind of relaxed and allowed it to unfold. And by accident, I bumped into the guy who manages him and we just started chatting. And he said, I know you've been interested. Why don't you come back? It would really help us out, and this is what I can do for you. And it kind of, no one was hoodwinked, no one was taken advantage of, everyone benefited, and this thriving kind of helped the people in her sphere, which is a beautiful way to think about growth. Instead of it needing to be a competition, it can be a joyous experience.
Absolutely. It's all about setting your intention toward what you want and relaxing into it and getting out of the way of the universe and letting it just unfold the way that the universe can only deliver it to you, and not trying to figure it out. Every time I start trying to figure it out, and I'm type A, Matt, I want to do that. And I want to figure this out. I've got to figure this out. And every time I start that, it creates the static, and whatever I want to figure out doesn't get figured out. And then I walk away from it and leave it alone and really make my work being up my spiral. And suddenly it just falls in my lap. And it happens that way over and over. You'd think I'd stop hammering altogether, right? But still a human being. I'm still going to do things like that from time to time. But generally, I've learned to really get out of the way of the universe and let the universe delight me. And it does, and it will. And for everyone that's listening right now, I hope that you have found a path to that. But if not, this Taya practice is certainly something that you need to look into. And you can go to our website, thestreamofdavid.com/TYA, and learn more about the Taya practice that we speak of. We talk about it on here all the time. But I just want everybody to start learning this, whether you're really ready for boot camp or not. Matt can tell you the difference between learning Taya and what Taya boot camp really is better than I can, probably. But I want it for everybody. I really do, because I see the joy that it brings. I see the clarity that it brings. Ultimately, I see the abundance that it delivers to people. And I created it, I thought, in the beginning for me, But my life didn't really take off, and I didn't really get happy and joyous on a regular basis until I started sharing it with the world. And now that I do, you know, it's Pandora's box is open. I'm going to share it for the rest of my life. And I even have it tattooed on my arm. It's so meaningful to me. Mm-hmm. So let's get into that a little bit. The difference between Taya and Taya Boot Camp. We talk about both. We talk about the pillars. We teach Taya all the time. But let's get into a little bit here in these last couple of minutes. The difference between just learning Taya and what Taya Boot Camp really is.
Sure. I mean, I think, the information that, you know, you're very clear on explaining what the four pillars are, and that's pretty much what you need to do on a daily basis to start to see some of these things happen in your life. But boot camp is an intense, concentrated period of time where you really set the intention to focus on each of the pillars, understand each of the pillars. You've got some excellent exercises that people do every week. You join the other people who are doing boot camp at the same time, and it's kind of a turbocharge for kicking off and for understanding and for really comprehending the four pillars of Taya and how they apply them to your life and actually applying them to your life and being held accountable. I think it's that accountability that makes it so powerful. And of course, you get to talk to the stream during your boot camp. You get a private one-on-one session with them. You get coaching with you, and you get mentoring now. Like, there really is a growing community who are all there to help you get the most out of your boot camp experience because they've been so grateful as to what they've learned about themselves during their own boot camp experience. So that's the difference, I think, between kind of just absorbing the content that you put out, which is important and which is informative, and then actually doing a boot camp, which is where you kind of strap yourself in and really get to work on creating your life.
I always say that boot camps for people who are really ready to bring lasting positive change and ready to do the work. Because if you're not ready to do the work, don't get into boot camp because it's work. Exactly. it takes some effort to make these big vibrational shifts. Oh, yeah. When you start to see the results of it, you know, people in boot camp always, you know, have this in 2 or 3 weeks in, they're just amazed at the changes that they're already seeing in their lives. And the nice thing is that's evidential for them to keep going and keep going and keep going. And even after they get out of boot camp, even if they slack off a little bit, like you said earlier, you know, life kind of regresses a little bit when you slack off, and then you pick it back up and, man, things just turn around immediately. And it's so fun to see how quickly we can change the conditions of our personal lives just with a little bit of practice, a little bit of daily practice, a little bit of shift in focus. I remember I used to play this game when I lived in downtown San Francisco and I had to commute out of the city every day to go to work. I didn't like traffic. You know, it took an hour in every direction, no matter what, to get out, and sometimes 2 hours to get back in at night. And I would get out into traffic and I would just have a miserable time. And I realized, wow, if I set a positive intention to have a fantastic experience driving to work and start looking for things to appreciate, I'm going to enjoy this commute so much more. And sure enough, I did. And anytime I'd get in the car and be a little bothered, maybe it was raining or something, things would start to go bad. You know, I hit every red light, somebody would cut me off, you know, traffic would be extraordinarily stopped up or something. And then I would stop and sort of breathe and find things to appreciate. I wouldn't close my eyes because I was driving, but I would, you know, just sort of raise my vibration in the moment. And learning to raise your vibration in the moment will really change your life, because then you got the power to take control of your vibration every single day in a moment and change the trajectory of that day just in a moment, just a few seconds of focus, and suddenly your day is going better. Traffic opens up. You're starting to just enjoy the process more. Then things start to unfold in a positive way for the rest of your day. If you've never tried that before, that's one of the Taya tools. It's a mini Taya tool, if you will. Go try that and see how that works in your life, and understand there's even way more than that available to you in this practice. But certainly that's something that create some evidence that proves to us that, yeah, this stuff really does work. And the only reason perhaps that it hasn't up until now is because we've set a positive intention, we've set a desire, and then our vibration has dropped and we've gone and revisited from that lower vibration, and it doesn't seem as possible. It's not happening fast enough. We're wondering how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, where it's going to come from, and then we're just lowering the vibration on that topic. When you learn to stop doing that, things get so much better. But it takes some work to unlearn that habit, and we all seem to have it. Matt, closing, is there anything else that you'd like to add? We have a little less than a minute.
Just that, you know, like, see if you're ready for it. You're book a discovery call, talk to David or one of the team, and see if you're ready to take control of your life. Because once you do, there's no turning back, and you just start to experience this lightness of being, you know, this joy, regardless of what's going on around you. And it's a fantastic freeing practice.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Matt. I always appreciate having you on here. And we're going to start taking callers real soon. So probably the next couple of weeks, we'll be taking callers and answering questions. All right. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Matt. Namaste.
Thanks, David. Cheers. Bye-bye.